idea that they were in some kind of an enormous underground structure. But it was man-made. There were seams of poured concrete and the nubs of protruding steel rods. And within this vast echoing space were many animals. Gennaro guessed at least 30 raptors, perhaps more. "It's a colony," Grant said, whispering. 4 or 6 adults, the rest juveniles and infants. At least 2 hatchings, one last year and 1 this year. These babies look about 4 months old, probably hatched in April." One of the babies, curious, scampered up on the ledge and came toward them, squeaking. It was now only 10 feet away. "Oh, Jesus," Gennaro said. But immediately one of the adults came forward, raised its head, and gently nudged the baby to turn back. The baby chittered a protest, then hopped up to stand on the snout of the adult. The adult moved slowly, allowing the baby to climb over its head, down its neck, onto its back. From that protected spot, the infant turned and chirped noisily at the 3 intruders. The adults still did not seem to notice them at all.
"I don't get it," Gennaro whispered. "Why aren't they attacking?"
Grant shook his head. "They must not see us. And there aren't any eggs at the moment. Makes them more relaxed."
"Relaxed?" Gennaro said.
"How long do we have to stay here?" "Long enough to do the count," Grant said. As Grant saw it, there were 3 nests, attended by 3 sets of parents. The division of territory was centered roughly around the nests, although the offspring seemed to overlap, then run into different territories. The adults were benign with the young ones and tougher with the juveniles, occasionally snapping at the older animals when their play got too rough. At that moment, a juvenile raptor came up to Ellie and rubbed his head against her leg. She looked down and saw the leather collar with a black box. It was damp in one place, and it had chafed the skin of the young animal's neck. The juvenile whimpered. In the big room below, one of the adults turned curiously toward the sound.
"You think I can take it off?" she asked.
"Just do it quickly."
"Okay,"
she said, squatting beside the small animal. It whimpered again. The adults snorted, bobbed their heads. Ellie petted the little juvenile, trying to soothe it, to silence its whimpering. She moved her hands toward the leather collar, lifted back the Velcro tab with a tearing sound. The adults jerked their heads. Then one began to walk toward her.
"Oh, shit,"
Gennaro said under his breath.
"Don't move," Grant said.
"Stay calm." The adult walked past them, its long, curved toes clicking on the concrete. The animal paused in front of Ellie, who stayed crouched by the juvenile behind a steel box. The juvenile was exposed, and Ellie's hand was still on the collar. The adult raised its head and sniffed the air. The adult's big head was very close to her hand, but he could not see her because of the junction box. A tongue flicked out tentatively. Grant reached for a gas grenade, plucked it from his belt, held his thumb on the pin. Gennaro put out a restraining hand, shook his head, nodded to Ellie. She wasn't wearing her mask. Grant set the grenade down, reached for the shock prod. The adult was still very close to Ellie. Ellie eased the leather strap off. The metal of the buckle clinked on concrete. The adult's head jerked fractionally and then cocked to one side, curious. It was moving forward again to investigate when the little juvenile squeaked happily and scampered away. The adult remained by Ellie. Then